I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. He can help you achieve your tennis goal, and it's Jerry Blank. She liked the pole. And the hole. It's Watch What Happens Live with Amy Sedaris and John McEnroe now. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse with a woman who elates me and a man who tonight hopefully berates me. I love my first guest so much I could just follow her home, and now you can too, because her Emmy-nominated series, At Home with Amy Sedaris, is back on True TV. Say hi to my friend, Amy Sedaris. Hey, Amy. Excited for my next guest. With 155 career titles, he is considered to be one of the greatest tennis players of all time, not to mention perhaps the most entertaining. Please welcome, for his first time in the clubhouse, John McEnroe. This is going to be great.
It's not very often you can drink on a show.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. John is doing the John McEnroe Comedy Night Stand Up for a Cause benefiting the Johnny Mac Tennis Project. It's on April 10th at Caroline's on Broadway. I heard you got a pretty good co-host this year.
I got a pretty good co-host. His name is Andy Cohen.
Yes! Come see us at Caroline's on April 10th. You two met. I feel like I maybe introduced you.
You did.
Yes.
You did at Jimmy Buffett's Christmas party.
Yes, that's right.
And who else was there?
Your wife, Patty.
My wife, Patty.
Who's here tonight.
That was one of the best parties I've ever been to in my life because of the lighting and the food and the people.
Yeah.
I felt like I was part of a secret society.
Janie Buffett throws a great party.
Yes, she does.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
It was fantastic.
And, Amy, we had a lot of dope that night.
No, Andy, we did.
Tonight's bartender is hopefully drinking enough to forget that he said I have to do burpees tomorrow. Say hi to my trainer, Stanislav. Hey, Stanny. Great to see you. Your arms are huge, dude.
It's because of the white.
Yeah, no, it's because your arms are huge.
Okay.
Let's get started. John McEnroe has some connections to the Real Housewives. Here you are sitting next to Danielle Staub at a Rangers game in 2010. She's a Jersey housewife. Here you are standing behind Kelly Bensimone at a Rangers game in 2017. You don't look too happy. Meanwhile, John, every time I see you at a party, and I feel like I'm lucky enough to see you at maybe three parties a year, or three fun things a year, maybe four, I always ask you the same question. And that is, if you're wearing Bjorn Borg underwear, and you usually are you tonight?
The same
on this
pair?
Show on at 11 o'clock live, do I get to show it?
Or? Yeah, show it. Yes. Yes. Wow. There it is. Awesome. take you so long to do this show? Your questions for Amy and John are coming in, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, from crafting to cooking, Amy's always been the consummate hostess, so I hope she can help some of the lost souls on my staff whose hosting skills begin and end with put a straw in wine bottle. Here's what, it's time for Help Us, Sedaris. Amy, I have questions from my staff, I need your answers.
Okay.
What's the appropriate amount of snooping you can do in someone else's house while at their dinner party?
100%.
Really? Medicine cabinets?
Go through it all.
Okay. When someone brings me a bottle of wine, am I supposed to open that for guests or save it?
You can save it and re-gift it.
What can I do to make an intimate dinner party feel extra sexy?
Candles.
My best friend's moving in with her boyfriend and I do not approve. What's a great passive-aggressive housewarming gift I can get them?
A kitten.
What do you do when a guest just won't leave after dinner?
You date him for 5 years.
Am I allowed to smoke pot in front of my guests if not all of them partake? That's a good question.
Absolutely. Well, you might not feel comfortable. I wouldn't feel comfortable doing it, would you?
Yeah.
Oh, you would?
Yeah, I would.
I guess that's why people do edibles a lot of times.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Amy. She's here to help. Second, since turning pro, John has dominated the tennis court, and while at times his shorts were short, his infamous temper was always shorter. So here's what, John, I want to go through some scenarios that you might find yourself in. Tell us if you would stand up and shout or just stay quiet and sit it out, okay? Okay,
I know the answer!
Yes.
Jeez.
What would you do if your tennis opponent was over an hour late to a match?
I would tell him to piss off.
What would you do if a fan on the street insisted you scream your catchphrase, you cannot be serious? Do you do it or not?
I don't.
Yeah. What would you do if your publicist told you to adjust your attitude during an interview?
If I had one, I'd tell him or her to go. Are we allowed to curse on the show?
Yeah, we'll
Why
be
not?
There. Go Yes, okay. What would you do if your opponent wouldn't stop grunting during a match? I know you hate grunting.
I would start imitating their grunt.
What would you do if Roger Federer came out with an underwear line and asked you to wear them? Because I know you wear them.
When I run out of the Borg ones, yes. I'll start wearing his.
All right. What would you do if a fan interrupted a nice dinner date with Patty asking for a selfie?
I would probably use that phrase, that catchphrase I'm known for.
Thank you very much, John McEnroe. Finally, since making donut bird feeders isn't considered a sport yet, let's test Amy's actual sports knowledge with a round of tennis or bogus. Amy, I'm going to say a tennis term. You guess if it's real or made up, and then John is going to reveal whether by describing the real ones.
Okay.
A swaddle shank.
That's real.
John?
I believe that's fake.
Yes, that is fake.
Where I'm from, it's real.
Oh, where you're from, it's
In
real.
In Greece.
What about a buggy whip?
Oh, yeah, that's real.
John?
That is also real.
What is that?
That would be like a forehand that you just
forehand.
Sort of go crazy on.
Absolutely.
And just whip it with a lot of topspin.
Oh, Amy, you knew that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, what about a dirt baller?
That's fake.
Dirt baller is real.
Okay, what is it?
That would be someone who plays better on the clay court surface.
Yes. What about a hairy...
You know what clay is, right?
Sure.
A hairy hit, Amy.
A hairy hit?
Yeah.
That's fake.
I would have to say that's fake.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Okay, what about a double bagel?
Double bagel's real.
Double bagel is real. That is correct.
Really?
What is it?
That's when you just dominate someone and beat them 6-0, 6-0.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
What about a spank?
No, that's our word. No, it's not.
That's real in the locker room and on the court.
Yeah, on the court. Yeah.
What is it?
That would be something where you attack a ball and just hit it so hard that it feels like you're spanking someone.
Yeah, exactly.
What about a pickle toss, Amy?
A pickle toss is a doorbell.
Pickle toss, I'd have to say, is fake.
Yeah, yes. It's fake. It's fake, though.
Thank you for playing. A pickle toss is a doorbell?
It's cute. Adorable.
Oh, adorable. I thought you said it's a doorbell.
I do. Adorable a doorbell. I was being cute. Flirtatious.
Amy, Marla G wants to know what your imaginary boyfriend Ricky is up to.
Ricky died.
Oh, he did die. Yeah. He did.
He was murdered, and the case is still pending, and I'm not allowed to talk about it.
Now, are you still pregnant?
Yeah.
Yeah, you are? When are you due?
In June.
In June?
It's a June baby.
It's a June baby.
Yeah, wow, maybe a Gemini.
Maybe a Gemini. How far along are you?
4 months.
Yeah. That doesn't add up.
Let
I don't
me
know.
Let me add a calendar.
John, Eileen M. said, Sonia Morgan from The Real Housewives of New York said the two of you once dated before her ex-husband. Do you recall this?
Yes, I do.
Oh,
really?
I do recall.
This really happened.
I believe that did happen.
Wow.
Wow.
But I'd rather not discuss it right now.
Because you showed us your underpants.
It's my wife
your
and wife my is... daughter are here.
Yes. Oh,
okay.
Oh, okay.
It's okay with my daughter, but my wife, I'm not so sure.
Okay. Let's go to Michelle from Atlanta. Hey, Michelle, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. First, my husband Josh and I want to wish you Mazel Tov on baby Benjamin.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. My question is for Amy.
Oh.
Amy, I'd like to have more details on why you think Deepak Chopra is a phony.
Oh, yes. Amy was on this show with Deepak Chopra, and she has said...
I just got a vibe.
You just got a vibe.
I got a vibe.
Karma is phony, isn't it?
It's right. Yeah. We work.
Sort of feels phony to me.
You agree.
Does.
I agree. Seems sort of phony, but I don't want to...
How do you know him? Where'd you meet him?
I don't know.
Did you date him before this other person? Or also?
I just feel it.
I know, right?
Let's go to Susan from Tennessee for John McEnroe. Hey, Susan, what's your question?
John, what is your all-time favorite insult you've thrown on the tennis court?
How much time do we have in this show? No. The one that I'm most known for, probably my favorite, because that's carried me a long way, and I get a quarter every time anyone says that to
me. Yes, yes.
You know, I have a patent on you cannot be serious, Amy.
Yes.
So the fact that I said it once when I was 21 years old, and here I am at 60 years old, and they're still talking about it, I guess that's a good thing.
By the way, how much tennis do you still play?
I still play regularly. I play on the old man's tour. I'm playing next week. I got a match in Tampa, Florida next week, so I'm going down there to make a fool out of myself.
Please.
But I love playing. I have a tennis academy, and that's the cause that we're trying to help, to get kids here in New York City.
Underprivileged kids.
That can't afford to play tennis, to give them a chance to change their lives. And hopefully one day at my tennis academy, they'll be a U.S. Open champion.
Yes. It's game time, everybody.
Hi, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
We're the hosts of the Daily Dish podcast.
Bravo's official podcast.
Eric, did you see the new Watch What Happens Live game in the MyVegas app?
Yes, and it's super cute. You'll feel like you are in the Bravo clubhouse while Andy and Waka root you on as you play fun social slot games.
And as you earn more points, the bartender will serve up rounds of bonus games like Plead the Fifth and Word of the Day.
Download MyVegas and play the Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen game.
Amy, I love your Adam Selman dress. Can
Thank you
just stand up? Because it's so cute. Super cute. Little hearts all over it. And you loved McEnroe's book.
I told you earlier. I read a lot of books about athletes, believe it or not. A lot.
Wow.
And I really enjoyed your book.
I appreciate it.
I didn't know anything about you
when
I read it.
You're a great liar.
No, I'm not.
No. She
I'm
told
really
me
not.
Beforehand.
No, absolutely not.
Let's go to Tara from New Jersey. Hey, Tara, what's your question?
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Hey, Andy, how you doing? This
Great.
Is for Amy.
Okay.
What is the best craft or gift you ever given to your buddy, Justin Thoreau?
Oh, what have I given Justin?
She's never given him anything.
No. Okay. What I usually give Justin is a pad of paper and some pencils, and I ask him to draw something for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and so he does it. I'll go over, like when Bowie died. I'm like, can you do a drawing of Bowie or Amy Winehouse or, you know. So, and he loves that because he really likes to be told what to draw, and so I bring the kit to him, and he does it.
Little morbid.
Yes.
Is it?
I mean, right after they die?
Yeah, exactly.
How about when they're living?
No, they have to be dead.
Let's go to Kathy from California for John McEnroe. Hey, Kathy, what's your question?
On a scale from 1 to 10, how would you rate Shia LaBeouf's performance playing you in Borg versus Matt?
I would give him an 8.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah, except for his legs. That's right. They were too skinny. They were like these skinny legs. But besides that, he wasn't the problem with the movie.
What was the problem with the movie?
The problem with the movie is that they didn't involve Bjorn or I in the movie.
Right.
They did a movie without us, never talked to us.
Oh, that's weird.
We didn't get paid a cent, not that that matters.
Right.
But we wanted to do the best possible movie. How often do you get a movie made about yourself?
Right.
Maybe once in your life?
Right.
So that was disappointing, but I thought he did a pretty good job.
Guess what? Well, John, you may have already delivered your iconic line, you cannot be serious, but you might be saying it one more time because, Johnny Mac, the time has come for you to plead the fifth. I have three questions for you. You may plead the fifth to only one. Yes.
Uh-oh.
In your book, You Cannot Be Serious, you talked about a brief and intense relationship with a very famous older woman, but you did not say her name. Tell us, who was the
woman? I'm going to have to plead the fifth.
Oh, come on!
All right. Okay, I respect that.
Really?
The first question.
Phyllis Diller, I know the answer.
You made headlines and caused uproar when you claimed in 2017 that Serena Williams would be ranked 700 in the world if she competed with men. Did you ever speak to her privately about that? And if you were to go up against her in a match, who do you think would win?
Take a deep breath.
Right now, mm-hmm. I haven't spoken to her privately about it, and I think she's a fantastic player.
Okay.
And my daughters, one of whom is in the audience, don't think I can beat her.
Okay.
At this present time. Now, I was number one in the world at one stage, but I'm a little past it.
Yes.
So I'm not quite as sure as I used to be.
Right.
Okay, but there's still apparently some interest in me playing her.
Okay.
So you never know. So what was the question again?
It was, if you were to go up against her, do you think you would win?
I would, I've got to be honest. I still think I have a chance to win.
Wow.
I love that attitude.
Okay, John McEnroe, with all the time that you have spent over the many years in locker rooms with tennis greats, who was the most well-endowed?
It pains me to say this very much because he was one of my hated rivals. And I'm giving him a lot of credit right now. Yvonne Lendl.
Really?
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It depresses me to have to admit it on this live show.
You know what? Really? I think that shows a lot about you as a man that you could say that.
I've come a long way in these intervening years.
Let me ask you this.
Wow.
Knowing that he was hung so well, did that piss you off even more? Did it fuel your rivalry?
It did fuel.
Thank you very much, John. You can go play the fifth at home by downloading the app in the App Store now. Oh, my God. John, Bree R. wanted to know the best and worst part about having Ryan O'Neal as a father-in-law.
Well, you know, there's no, what was it, the worst and best?
Yeah.
I don't think there was a best.
Oh. You heard a hand.
No, I, unfortunately not.
Right.
I mean, he happens to be, at this particular time, a particularly heinous individual.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Yes.
I guess the best part was initially early on. He had a lot of charm once you were mentioning marijuana.
Right.
Oh, was I? Probably.
He settled down a little bit with some of that.
Right.
You know, you could relax him a little bit after a day of, you know, not eating and, you know, going in the sauna for hours at a time with his ex, Farrah Fawcett.
Right.
So it got a little crazy, or maybe a lot crazy. So
yeah.
It was difficult, but he didn't treat his kids too well either. So that impacted me and my kids.
Of course. Does that mean that Farrah was your mother-in-law?
There was a time where technically she was my mother-in-law, yeah.
Wow.
They were the Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie of their time.
They absolutely were.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow.
So it was a crazy time.
Wow. What was Farrah like?
Farrah was, you know,
Ugly.
You know, she.
Awful smile.
I had a poster of her when I grew up.
Yes,
she was
out
from Charlie's Angels,
yes,
obviously.
Of course.
But yeah. She was very intense also. But that, you know, Ryan rubbed off on her a little bit too much. That tequila, I'm sorry, the tequila's starting to
kick in, which is good. Yeah, it's good.
I always like Farrah Fawcett because I love that movie Burning Bed.
Yes.
I like that she made those choices, and I like that she had she was artistic at some point.
Yeah,
you know?
She did the sculpting.
There's something about her. No, artistic.
That was her comeback.
Jewelry clay and
that was
painting
her
and
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know something about her.
Well, you can watch our after show on BravoTV.com. We still have a lot to discuss, and on Twitter, you're going to notice some of our studio cameras being replaced with the new Samsung Galaxy S10 Plus. That's cool. It's time for my Mazel of the day. It goes to something John brought to the game of tennis that had so much finesse, movement, and dare I say, artistry. Yes, I am talking about the hair of John McEnroe. Roll the triumphant Johnny Mac main montage. Look at this hair!
Oh my God!
Look at this hair! It's incredible! It doesn't stop! Headband after headband after headband! You know what? Our jackal goes to no one because in just minutes it is Amy Sedaris' birthday.
Oh, yeah.
We want to party, everybody.
Oh.
Oh my God, it's the gay shark with the birthday candle salad. Oh, stand up. Stand up, guys. Look, it's a birthday candle salad, Amy. I want to thank Amy, John. There's a toothpick in there. There's a toothpick in there. Her being here. It is the Watch What Happens Live after show. We are continuing our conversation with Amy Sedaris from At Home with Amy Sedaris, Tuesdays at 10 on True TV. John McEnroe is here. Come see John and I at Caroline's on Broadway for Stand Up for a Cause. You can get tickets at carolines.com, and it's on April 10th.
April 10th.
Yes. Behind the bar, it is my trainer, Stanislav Kravchenko. Stanny is an American citizen. Congratulations, Stanny. Passed his test. How many congressmen are there, do you remember?
400?
There's 400-something, yeah.
No, 350 or something.
Yeah. Tonight,
it's my fourth drink.
What part of the border did you get in on?
Tonight.
It was a joke, okay?
Jesus. Tonight, the Samsung Galaxy S10 Plus, featuring their new pro-grade camera, has replaced some of our regular studio cameras, which is super, super cool. And you're seeing us in beautiful focus from that. Let's go to Lindsay from Charleston. Hey, Lindsay, what's your question?
Hi, my question is for Amy.
Okay.
And I was wondering, with all of the reboots and revivals lately, how likely do you think it will be that we'll get some more episodes of Strangers with Candy from you and Stephen Colbert?
I shit on myself. We're not going to do any more Strangers with Candy. Colbert's too busy. I'm older than Jerry. And I don't think we'll do it again. Probably not.
Let's go to Merritt from Illinois. Hey, Merritt, what's your question?
Hey, Andy.
Hi.
So my question is for John.
Okay.
And I would like to know, what was the most bizarre part of being the subject of Andy Warhol, and what were your interactions with him like?
You didn't love him, I remember, from your book.
You know,
he was just a very weird person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything was amazing. So if he just said he liked you a lot, you were the biggest asshole that ever lived. So
right.
It was difficult to gauge where he was coming from.
You're right.
And at that particular time when I knew him in the late 70s, 80s, he was sort of, at that time in the art world, wasn't really at the top of the art world, at the pecking order. It turned out that he's one of the, if you pick two artists in the, you know, that you could, in the 20th century, the two greatest artists now, if you asked 1,000 people, they'd say Picasso and Warhol, probably.
Right. It's wild.
So it's amazing the turnaround. It was a little bit of oil and water, but, you know, I can't say I was hanging around with just him a whole lot.
Are you in the diaries? You must be.
I'm in the diaries a little bit, but not a whole lot.
Did you commission a portrait?
I did commission a portrait for charity.
You did?
And
was it you, and Tatum?
It's O'Neal? Me and Tatum.
And so who owns, did you buy four
prints? We actually got two of them, but when we got divorced, Tatum said she didn't want the other one. Because I said we should take one each, right?
Right.
She said, "Oh, forget it. Just keep both of them." I said, "Ka-ching."
And so, You still, so you have both of them?
I actually sold one at auction and gave all the money to Habitat for Humanity.
That's wow. awesome. How many years ago?
This was probably about 10 years
and
ago.
And how much did you get then for
$450,000.
And I bet now you could get...
I don't know why anyone would want to pay for it, but a picture of me and Tatum. But I try to get a third one because I have three kids with Tatum, and I wanted to give one each of them. And right. I couldn't find it. There was no third one. So that's why I gave one to charity. One's still sitting there, and the favorite to get that is probably the person that's asked the most is my daughter, Emily.
Okay.
Sorry, Anna.
Oh, my God. Anna's in the audience. She just found out Emily's getting
the
world.
But Emily is.
Right.
So she's asked the most, but I've kept that one, and it's not in my living room, as you can imagine. My second and wonderful wife, Patty, over there.
Right.
You don't hang that in the living
no,
room
you
the
really
last
don't.
24 years.
You scratch
years.
Your face out.
Yeah, you really don't. That's interesting. Who's your favorite artist to collect? I know you're a big collector.
If I could pick like a Van Gogh, I would pick something like that. But I love contemporary art. I mean, Basquiat's turned out to be a superstar.
And did you collect
I had a lot of Basquiat's. Unfortunately, I sold them. I have a couple left, but I... sold most of them before I should have.
Wow.
But I still did nicely.
Yeah.
But not as nicely as I could have or should have.
Yeah.
But I mean, I've done well with art. I love art. I mean, I relate to artists because artists are out there on their own as well as comedians.
It's always good to buy art.
Yeah.
Always.
I don't know about always, but most of
them. No, I mean to support an artist and it's always good.
Exactly.
Let's go to Alexa from New York. Hey, Alexa, what's your question for Amy Sedaris?
Hey guys, Amy, I love you. I used to babysit for this girl, Ella, and we used to watch Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt followed by The Office every single time I was there. And so we love you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So my question for you is, what did you think of the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt series finale? And do you have any updates on whether or not a movie will actually happen?
I haven't seen it yet. I've been busy with the baby. with your baby.
Your baby.
Yours and Teresa's baby. So I haven't caught up on it quite yet. But I hear there's going to be a movie. But I don't know. I hope so.
Amy, Freddie S. from Charlotte wants to know if you and your brother plan to do any more Talent Family writing together.
I would love to, but I don't.
It would be so great. Johnny Mack, Sharon J. wants to know, who do you think is the current best tennis player in the world?
Yeah.
Roger Federer is still the best player, amazingly, at his age. 37 in tennis is like 55. This is on the, in real terms, but can I wish my daughter, because it's her birthday, her 20th birthday, Ava McEnroe.
Aries.
Oh, wow. Right before
Aries. Amy, Marilyn D. wants to know a story about me that you know that maybe the rest don't.
A story about you?
Yeah.
Does she know what it is?
She's asking you if there's a story that you know.
Do I? I don't think so.
Good.
Oh, can you think of something?
No, I don't know.
There was that one time.
Jason H., along the lines of what we were talking about before, texted, John, just how good did Rafa look in the locker room when you walked in on him naked?
Rafa looked pretty damn good.
Okay, let's go to Jenna from Chicago, last call of the night. Hey, Jenna, what's your question?
Hey, my question is for John. What was your reaction to Serena Williams' conflict with the umpire at the U.S. Open? And do you think it was sexist since men can have outbursts on the court all the time?
Good question. And since you obviously had plenty, you were calling that, right?
I was not calling.
You were not.
I was not calling.
How nuts that you weren't. You would be the person that I would
be
most want to hear from.
I could totally relate to what she was feeling.
Of course you were.
I thought it was a call that they called her out on the coaching because they would be, all the other players are getting coached all the time. So why all of a sudden did they do it at that point?
Okay.
Then she lost it.
Right.
And she was, thinking that she could get away with losing it. And then she broke her racket and she got a point penalty, which she deserved. And she knew it. So she went on. And then she started going after the umpire, which I know nothing about, but I'll try to figure out what was in her head.
Right.
And then she thought she could get away with it. The umpire, to me, should have said, look, that's enough. If you keep going, I'm going to take a game from you. But he didn't do that and suddenly did. So I thought it was... he went overboard.
You did.
I didn't like what he did to her.
Yeah.
Ultimately, even though it was a lose-lose, because she f***ed up and he f***ed
Yeah. Yeah. And what do you think about the idea that women get called out for things that men don't?
Which I think that's accurate. And I think that over time, people, you know, it's unusual to see that. I honestly, you don't see that often.
Yeah.
I guess women are brought up differently than men. Is that correct? Or is that, am I going out on a limb there? But to me, like, female athletes, male athletes, I think expectations are a little bit different.
Uh-huh.
But that doesn't mean that it should be always that way. I'm willing to allow it to be exactly the same.
Right.
You can put men and women in the same tournament as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Very good. All right, I want to thank Amy and John. Yes. And Stanislav. Thanks, everybody. Good night.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.